The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him, and without him nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by a man's decision, but by God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'The one who was coming after me ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace, because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only Son, God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him." The Gospel of the Lord. Not that very long ago, just a week before today, Christmas, I had a visitor. And this is how it happened. I just finished working on a homily for the night and was preparing to go to bed when I heard a noise in the front of the house. I opened the door to the front room, and to my surprise, Santa himself stepped out from behind the Christmas tree. He placed his finger over his mouth so I would not cry out. "What are you doing?" I started to ask. The words choked up in my throat, and I saw he had tears in his eyes. His usual jolly manner was gone. Gone was the eager, boisterous soul we all know. He then answered me with a simple statement, "Teach the children." Teach the children. I was puzzled. What did he mean? He anticipated my question and, with one quick movement, brought forth a miniature toy bag from behind the tree. As I stood bewildered, Santa said, "Teach the children. Teach them the old meaning of Christmas, the meaning that nowadays Christmas has forgotten." Santa then reached in his bag and pulled out a fir tree and placed it before the mantle. "Teach the children that the pure green color of this stately fir tree remains green all year long, depicting the everlasting hope of the human race. All the needles pointed heavenward, making it a symbol of man's thoughts turned toward heaven. He again reached into his bag and pulled out a brilliant star. Teach the children that the star was the heavenly sign of promises long ago. God promised a Savior for the world, and the star was the sign of fulfillment of God's promise. He then reached into his bag and pulled out a candle. Teach the children that the candle symbolizes that Christ is the light of the world. And when we see this great light, we are reminded of He who displaces the darkness. Once again, he reached into his bag and removed a wreath and placed it on the tree. Teach the children that the wreath symbolizes the real nature of love. Real love never ceases. Love is one continuous round of affections. He then pulled from his bag an ornament of himself. Teach the children that I, Santa Claus, symbolize the generosity and good we will feel during the month of December. He then brought out a holly leaf. Teach the children that the holly plant represents immortality. It represents the crown of thorns worn by our Savior. The red holly represents the blood shed by Christ. Next, he pulled from his bag a gift and said, "Teach the children that God so loved the world that he gave. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. Teach the children that the wise men bowed before the holy babe and presented him with gold, frankincense, and myrrh. We should always give gifts in the same spirit as the wise men." Santa then reached in his bag and pulled out a candy cane and hung it on the tree. Teach the children that the candy cane represents the shepherd's crook. The crook on the staff helps to bring back strayed sheep to the flock. The candy cane is the symbol that we are our brother's keeper. He reached in yet again and pulled out an angel. Teach the children that it was the angels that heralded in the glorious news of the Savior's birth. The angels sang glory to God in the highest, on earth peace and goodwill toward all. Suddenly I heard a soft, tinkling sound, and from his bag he pulled out a bell. Teach the children that as the lost sheep are found by the sound of the bell, it should bring humankind to the fold. The bell symbolizes guidance and return. Santa looked back and was pleased. He looked back at me, and I saw that the twinkle was back in his eyes. He said, "Remember, teach the children the true meaning of Christmas, and do not put me in the center, for I am but a humble servant of the one that is, and I bow down to worship him, Jesus Christ, our Lord, our God."